John chapter 4. When the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he had to go through Samaria. Then he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar End, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat on the well, and it was about the sixth hour, noon. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," because his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, who am a woman of Samaria? Because the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who said to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then do you have that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well, and drank of it himself, and his children, and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor have to come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' because you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. In that you have truly said." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, because salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, because the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." And upon this his disciples came and marveled that he talked with the woman, yet no man said, "What do you seek?" Or, "Why do you talk with her?" The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, "Come, see a man who told me all things that I have ever done. Is this not the Christ?" Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meanwhile, his disciples begged him, saying, "Master, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know of." Therefore, the disciples said one to another, "Has any man brought him anything to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'There are yet 4 months, and then comes harvest?' Look, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, because they are white already to harvest. And he who reaps receives wages, and gathers fruit to life eternal, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. And in this is that saying true, 'One sows, and another reaps.' I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Other men labored, and you have entered into their labors." And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him because of the words of the woman, who testified, "He told me all that I ever did." So when the Samaritans had come to him, they requested him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own words, and said to the woman, "Now we believe, not because of your words, because we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." Now after 2 days he departed from there and went into Galilee, because Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. Then when he had come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, because they also went to the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman, whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and asked him that he would come down and heal his son, because he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The nobleman said to him, Sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, Go your way, your son lives. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken to him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Your son lives. Then he inquired of them the hour when he began to recover. And they said to him, Yesterday at the 7th hour, 1 p.m., the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour, in the which Jesus said to him, Your son lives, and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did, when he had come out of Judea into Galilee.